We're pleased that the defendant in this case entered a guilty plea today to all 14 charges. By doing so, we avoid an expensive trial and one that is emotionally difficult for the family of the victims. The family of the victims and the victim herself are very pleased that the defendant has admitted his guilt and has entered this plea. As you know, sentencing is scheduled for September 24th after a pre-sentence investigation has been done, and at that time we will seek the maximum penalty in this case, which as we understand it is life in prison. This is one of the most egregious cases that I've had to prosecute or defend, for that matter, in the 45 years that I've been an attorney. It's very tragic, and we're very pleased that the defendant entered a plea today and pled guilty, and we're pleased that he did not require the victim's family to go through a sworn statement or deposition. We're thankful for that because of the emotional nature of this case to them. I'll outline for you the charges he pled guilty to and the charges that he will be sentenced on. The first one is fleeing and attempting to elude a law enforcement officer, causing serious bodily injury to Melanie Harrell. That will carry a maximum penalty of life in prison. Count four is DUI manslaughter as a result of the death of Sydney Dowdy. Count five is DUI manslaughter as a result of the death of Stormy Harrell. Count seven is DUI causing injury to Mackenzie Murphy. Count 12 is DUI causing property damage to John Inkin. Count 13 is leaving the scene of a crash involving property damage to John Inkin. And count 14 is refusal to submit to breath testing. There were several other charges that he pled to. However, those charges were duplicative and overlapping, and under the law of Florida, you cannot sentence on those charges. However, I want to be clear that under the ones that we can sentence under, the maximum penalty, as we understand it, that he's facing is life in prison, and that's the penalty that we... So I did not place any significant emphasis on the fact that he was emotional. This family has been emotional since the day the wreck happened.